Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Chubby Gourmet. Chubby is a fellow MGTOW and has a YouTube channel where he travels all over the world to show you people's delicious recipes, as well as his own. Some of his dishes are simple to prepare and delicious, perfect for single meals. We can now leave the washing of dishes for the females. My favorite video is called The Secret of Beautiful Breasts. No, not these breasts, but these ones. So what are you waiting for? Check out Chubby's YouTube channel in the description. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one is a picture of the current dating market. Guys just hoping that a woman is nice when they meet them, while women just demonizing men and trying to wreck their lives. And it's not just the rainbow-haired ones that are obviously trying to wreck your life. Once this happens to men enough times, we completely check out of the dating market. As far as I'm concerned, the unibrow sells the meme. Up next, this Japanese husband has gone 20 years without speaking to his wife since she upset him. But it doesn't look like she stopped speaking to him, though. She probably just nags him endlessly, hoping for him to snap at her one day. Many of you wonder why she stayed with him to begin with. And it's because they have 4 kids together. So I guess she just had the whole leave him be attitude. Women think they know how to use the silent treatment. They have no idea how far some men will take it. Number 3, this woman has been with 109 guys and says that all of them left her. Left her after sleeping with her on a one-night stand, no doubt. But I don't believe this because no woman would wonder if she had something to do with her own behavior. There I fixed it, and what she really said is that all men are trash. The only time I've ever heard women apologize is when the relationship was over for me, and I was walking out the door and they were just saying that to keep me from leaving. Moving on, looks like people in the United Kingdom are not ready for a mixed-weight romance on screen. People are, but it's just unbelievable that the guy depicted here is white. If he was black, it would be far more believable. But we have had mixed-weight romances before. Doesn't anyone remember this little show? I guess it doesn't matter unless the woman is the one that's overweight and the man is a healthy weight. This is also done in the 90s, so I guess we still aren't ready today. Number 5, this Atlanta man goes viral after posting an online ad that he needs a place to stay and over 1,000 women offered to help him out. Looks like this Chad Roan won. He has green eyes and I'm sure all the black women out there are hoping that he gives them a kid with a lighter complexion and those eye colors. How much you want to bet that most of these women are thirsty fat ladies with baby rabies? And yet women still lie to us and say they prefer a bear. Up next, this woman says that females date down on purpose so they can play the part of the victim and never have to fix their character flaws. Most women are not dating down, even if they think they are. No, they just think too highly of themselves and have insane standards for men. A woman would also never admit to having any character flaws to begin with. Ladies spreading more lies. The only time they might settle at their own level is when the Chads give up on them. I think what she really means is most women date dumb. Number 7, Marina Baccarin hated kissing Ryan Reynolds and filming a 2-day sex scene with him in Deadpool. I guess she hated it so much that she came back for the sequel. But she was really happy doing it with Detective James Gordon. She left her first husband for him. She's probably just saying that she didn't like the scenes with Ryan Reynolds to make sure her new husband doesn't think that she enjoyed it too much and wants to leave him. Too bad her husband isn't a real detective, then he would know that. Moving on, a Canadian school canceled an event with Nadia Murad, the ISIS survivor describing her awful ordeal with torture and rape because it would be offensive to Muslims and foster Islamophobia. This was 3 years ago and imagine how bad it would be today. You can't talk about the tiny hats of the Muslims. Soon you won't be able to talk about the Jeets either. Buddhists believe that if you're weak, your land will become a Muslim one. Number 9, apparently office air conditioning is also sexist towards women. The question we should all be asking these days is, what isn't sexist to women? To think that even cold air is now sexist. If the entire world were ripped apart by a black hole, women would still say that it was somehow sexist. Their complaint is that the temperature is too low and they want the temperatures higher, so they can feel more comfortable in their dresses and skirts while all the men sweat through their suits. Up next, as of 2014, only 22% of adult females over the age of 20 had a BMI of 25 or lower. That number has probably fallen down to at least 10-15% of the female population. Most men these days are just overweight and not obese or extremely obese. I'm sure it's nothing, but if we look at the trend in U.S. birth rates, it seems to correlate with women being overweight. Number 11, Starlight looks like she turned into a dog howling in the moonlight. The fans wanted Sonic the Hedgehog changed and he was. Unfortunately, Erin Moriarty can't get a new nose, but she could still have some fat injected back into her cheeks. Either that or someone just needs to throw her a sandwich from the craft service truck. She now looks as bad as the boy show has become. Moving on, a guy wonders why his girl put her phone on the ceiling fan while she's taking a shower. She does it because she's cheating and she's for the streets. This is the only red flag you need to tell you to get the hell out of there, but not before turning on that fan. But seriously, if you need to ask, then you deserve what you get. Then again, I'm sure that's nothing and she just wants him to dust the fan. Number 13, Taylor here says that women who falsely accuse men of sex crimes need to register as offenders, serve jail time, and pay the legal fees of the accused. Absolutely. But you have to wonder about a woman's motives when she says something like that. She's probably trying to prove to men listening to her that she's not like all the other women out there. Don't just listen to what they say. Always watch what they do. Up next, this total stranger sneaks into a woman's apartment while she's sleeping and sexually assaults her. Why doesn't the article say black man breaks into a woman's apartment and grapes her? Why do we have to use all these sorts of euphemisms? At least they didn't say unknown acquaintance, or they didn't call him a teen. But what I want to know is what is a complete stranger and how that's different from a regular stranger. Number 15, the ladies always say all men are the same. Yet here's what all the girls do when they see a sink. I guess you can call this the nothing else to offer pose, and it makes me wonder just how much fecal matter is on that sink rim. Because you just know that she didn't clean that counter when she was done. I also feel sorry for that poor curling iron. It's like women have an unstoppable addiction to self-objectifying mirror selfies. Moving on, this woman says that the biggest red flag a man can have is a hobby. She says that bowling is a waste of time and that a man should start a business. I say, why not turn your hobby into a business? Problem solved. For most women, their own bodies are their hobby. I bet if you dated her, she wouldn't let you play any video games if you got together with her. They can't stand to see a man happy now, can they? Number 17, this woman wonders why men just stop growing chest hair and if it was a myth or a Mandela effect. Well, what do you expect when there are microplastics everywhere dropping men's testosterone levels? I know where all the chest hairs have gone. They went into her eyebrows. Then again, maybe she's a teacher and she's spending way too much time trying to shag her male students. Testosterone down, soy up. Mystery solved. Up next, a new study reveals people who make good decisions have an unfair advantage. I guess common sense is now uncommon and a form of bigotry. It makes you wonder who pays to make studies like this one that show that stupidity doesn't have an advantage. The system wants all of us to make poor decisions, and if we make good ones, we need to stop, or they'll shame us for choosing the correct course of action. Many women will make bad decisions after reading this, so they fit in with others better. Number 19, a woman chopped off a man's junk after he refused to marry her. No commitment, no cock. This happened in India. Imagine what would have happened if it were the other way around and he glued her cooch shut. I'm sure she'll be out in only a week for good behavior. If you needed another reason not to go to India, then this would be it. Moving on, 63% of young men are single while only 34% of women are. Looks like a lot of women are sharing the same men without knowing it. Or maybe they do know it. Women have made it clear it's either Chad or no one. I'm glad to see this because it's also showing me that MGTOW is growing. That ratio of 2 to 1 will probably go to 3 to 1 or 4 to 1 or more. Women are willing to ride the eternal Chad-roan pump and dump ride. Number 21 is how fat women take pictures showing off their weapons of mass distraction. But you just know that the men they go after have to be 6'5", have money, a house, and 2 cars while liking her 8 kids. Here's what they really look like, and you won't see this until you go out with them. Up next, the Irish have started to slaughter pigs near migrant camps to try and keep the Muslims out. Looks like the Irish are no longer messing around. I'm glad they're finally waking up to the reality of the situation, but isn't it a little bit too late now? Besides, they can't even expel the Brits who control half their country already. Maybe they should only give out food such as bacon and pork sausages at the food banks, and that'll stop them. And maybe they should also send them pride people. They just love those. Number 23 is trans runner Nikki Hiltz, headed to the Olympics after her record-breaking win. I can't wait for dudes to take women's gold medals away. I love it. I would be more sympathetic if women hadn't been encroaching on male-only spaces since the 1850s. Women's sports has always been a joke, and now they're an even bigger joke. Women get what they voted for. Enjoy the equality, ladies. Moving on, men have entered their soft guy era, and all the cougars out there need to understand that being 40 or 50 means you need to own a house and have money and good credit. Otherwise, you're not a cougar, but a stray cat instead. Old women just want young guys for free and think they can land and keep one with nothing more than bimbo maxing in their middle age. Sure, if he's unattractive, but if he's good looking, they will need to do so much more. Number 25 and the last one, they say that Madonna looks younger than ever as she steals the show by flashing at a Pride event. Every time I see Madonna, she looks more and more like Genesis Peorich. Either that or Jack Nicholson's Joker. You know, it's only a matter of time before she starts looking like a Quado. The wall hit her like a nuclear bomb. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.